From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he step down by noon Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday, but that process could be long, complex, and even unsuccessful. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg, South Africa, with reporting from Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
When Zimbabwe's military sent tanks into the capital and took Robert Mugabe into custody, it was clear they wanted a quick resolution to the growing discontent with the longtime president. But nearly a week later, with Mugabe refusing to resign and Parliament threatening to impeach him, they could be on a long and complicated path with a formidable opponent, Mugabe himself. Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial. And then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president.
Mugabe has never been one to shy away from a fight. And as the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever had, this is one he has spent decades training for. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States will redesignate North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. That decision is meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. On Monday at the White House, President Trump said this should have happened years ago. He called the government of North Korea a murderous regime. The decision will be formally announced by the State Department on Tuesday. It returns North Korea to the department's State Sponsors of Terrorism list. This is VOA News. Kenya's Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that Uhuru Kenyatta won last month's presidential election, striking down arguments that the law was not followed in conducting the repeat poll. For VOA, correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Chief Justice David Maraga announced the decision following 3 days of hearings.
The presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
The head of the court dismissed the two petitions filed by a former lawmaker and two human rights defenders. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election. Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of the initial vote. But the Supreme Court ruled the result was invalid because of irregularities. After the ruling, some Kenyatta supporters took to the streets to celebrate the verdict. Protests and clashes broke out in pro-Odinga neighborhoods of Nairobi after the verdict. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Argentina's Navy says efforts to locate a submarine missing since last week have been stepped up by a multinational team in the South Atlantic Ocean. On Monday, a naval spokesman said the search effort has been tripled, with ships and aircraft from at least 7 countries looking for the submarine ARA San Juan, which disappeared last Wednesday. The spokesman revealed the submarine reported an undisclosed mechanical breakdown in its final communication and was ordered to Mar del Plata, which is 400 kilometers south of Buenos Aires. Meanwhile, the Navy said 7 signals detected Saturday were not attempted distress calls from the submarine, as was hoped. U.S. visa consultations could soon resume in 3 Russian cities, the TASS agency quoted U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman as saying on Monday. It says Huntsman said the visa interviews in the near future may be resumed at consulates in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg, and in the Urals and Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. Huntsman was quoted by TASS as saying, "We're trying to do everything possible, and I hope that in coming weeks we will be able to effectively issue visas." He also said he was attempting to restore confidence in U.S.-Russia relations, even as Washington continues its sanctions against Russian individuals and companies because of Moscow's 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and its support for pro-Russian separatists fighting Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.